While Barbados has been able to provide COVID-19 vaccines for over 50,000 people, it is a bigger achievement than you may imagine, given the politics of vaccines in the world today. The Prime Minister of Trinidad and Tobago and Chairman of CARICOM, Dr. Keith Rowley, has been outlining the magnitude of the issue in his latest session called Conversations with the Prime Minister.
However you slice it, however you dice it, vaccines are not available for purchase. Some very small CARICOM countries and some who are in desperation have had small favors from one country, small volume, from one country. Nobody else.
He says that as far back as January of this year, CARICOM countries became part of the COVAX program launched by the World Health Organization. That's because they anticipated that the richer countries would have done exactly what they have, cornered the market and held on to supplies until their people are vaccinated.
The truth is that the only vaccine that has come into our region, the only vaccine that has come into our region, small number of doses that came into Barbados, into Dominica, and a bit later on, some to Jamaica. And well, Antigua might have had some by now. What is the story there? What exactly happened there? And talk about misinformation. I am being accused in Trinidad and Tobago of not moving to get Trinidad and Tobago's share of some 500,000 vaccines that are available to us from the government of India.
A report that Prime Minister Rowley says was mistakenly put out in a tweet by the CARICOM Secretariat.
This is the Secretary General speaking to the Chairman of CARICOM. I have not received any written communication on India's donation of vaccines to the region. The first I heard of it was media reports that Dominica and Barbados were about to receive a donation. About 2 days later, the Indian High Commissioner in Guyana is reported in the Guyanese media to have said that 500 doses of AstraZeneca would be made available to the region, and that Guyana, Antigua, St. Kitts and Nevis, the countries to which he is accredited, would receive donations. So this appears to be the source of that story. Guyana, Antigua, St. Kitts, Nevis, they have one and the same Indian High Commissioner, the one in Guyana.
Dr. Rowley added that no local agent in Trinidad and Tobago has been able to access COVID-19 vaccines for sale.
Because, of course, they control the market to make the most money out of it. They don't need local agents. Demand far outstrips supply. And there is not one Caribbean country today who has been able to buy a single dose of COVID vaccine. So this is not a Trinidad problem. It's not even a CARICOM problem, because 130 countries in the world today have not got a dose. 10 countries have got 75% of what has been produced so far. Understand? The only paid for vaccine that has come in here, 14,000 doses that have gone to Jamaica, and you probably know why. Those came through the COVAX, and the COVAX had an upfront payment of some kind. And therefore, you could say that's the only vaccine that's coming here paid for so far.
The Trinidad Prime Minister told his audience that the system which has been put in place by the World Health Organization to assist smaller countries with the vaccines is now in trouble.
That system is now in deep, deep disarray because of the behavior of human beings to other human beings. Those who have money, they have taken the position that until we vaccinate all of our people, none of the vaccine that we have cornered will be made available. I know CARICOM colleagues who have asked XYZ countries who shall remain nameless for vaccines because they had problems and have been told, no, we can't give you, because if we give you, we'll have to give the others.
Trinidad and Tobago's Prime Minister, Dr. Keith Rowley, and this has been Sagicor's Early Business. Sagicor's Early Business can also be heard as a podcast at vob929.com.